Well, so we have the privilege this Shabbos to read Parshas Noso. And among the various aspects of the Parsha, the Torah discusses the process for Sota, a woman whose fidelity and allegiance to her husband is suspected. And so the Torah goes ahead and outlines the entire process through which her virtue is tested, through which her allegiance to her husband is tested. And the Torah writes the following. So, Bekitzer, the process itself entails the writing of the Parsha Sota on a piece of parchment, dissolving it in water, and having the woman drink that mixture. And again, the Torah tells us that if she has not committed an act of adultery, then ultimately the water serves as an incredible source of bracha for her. But in the event that Chas v'Shalom she did commit an act of adultery, the water ultimately puts her to death. So the Torah says the following. This is in Perek Hay, Pasuk Yud Zayin. So first of all, the backdrop is, of course, as we always say, the beauty of our Torah HaKidosha is that every section in Torah has multiple meanings. And every section in Torah is applicable to every individual. There's no such thing as a parsha or a section in Torah that only applies to a particular individual, a particular circumstance. Rather, every pasuk, every inyan, every mitzvah has something that teaches all of us contemporary and eternal lessons. So the Torah here writes, Perek Hay, Pasuk Yud Zayin, chapter 5, verse 17, V'lakacha koin mayim kidoshim b'klicheres, the koin will take sanctified water in an earthenware vessel, umin ha'afar asher yihye b'karko ha'mishkon, and from the dirt that is on the floor of the mishkon, yikach ha'koin v'nasan alamayim, meaning that the mixture for the sota is made up of water, some dirt from the floor of the mishkon, and then ultimately the dissolved parchment, the writing on the parchment is dissolved into that water, and the woman drinks that concoction. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh understands over here that in addition to the explicit instructions regarding Sota, the Torah is also teaching us an incredible, beautiful, and meaningful life lesson. So the Baal Shem Tov says, Min ha'afar asher yihye bekarko ha'mishkon yikach. Baal Shem Tov says, offer represents humility. The lashon of yikach, the lashon of wording, the lashon of taking, ultimately means to learn. Like he says, ki lekach tov nasati lochem. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says that the Torah is teaching us an incredible lesson. Umin ha'afar asher yihye bekarka mishkan yikach ha'koin. Even if a person is a koin, even if a person is great, even if a person is accomplished, he still has to take from the afar, from the dirt, asher yihye bekarka ha'mishkan. The dirt, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, represents mimi she'in lo erech choshuv. Afar represents someone who's lowly. In other words, in the Baal Shem Tov's model, Afar and Kohen represent the two polar opposites. The Kohen represents someone who's especially accomplished, versus the Afar represents someone who is very lowly, unaccomplished. Be it the Torah HaKadosha tells us that even the great Kohen still has to, Umin ha'afar asher yihye bekarka ha'mishkan yikach. Even the great Kohen, even the person who's so accomplished, even the great Talmud Chacham, has to learn from the Afar, has to learn from the lowly individual, has to learn from the person who is so low, who is so base. And of course, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh is teaching us an incredible yisod. Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam. Who is wise? He who is able to learn from every individual. A recognition that in life, every person has something to offer. Every person has something to convey. Every person has some life lesson or ideal that they could teach to the other. And therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, I mean, even if you're a Kohen, you still have to learn min ha'afar. You still have to learn even from the person who, quote-unquote, is lowly, even from the person who's so low down, because even that person has something to offer, has something to teach, even to the greatest of Kohanim, even to the greatest Kohen Gadol, could always learn something from the afar. But I think we could take the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh a little bit further as well. And you know, afar also represents humility. Also represents humility. And perhaps what the Torah is teaching us is that even the Kohen, who is someone who is accomplished, who is someone who is great, has the ability ultimately to learn from the Afar, has the ability that if he humbles himself and recognizes that at the end of the day, no matter how much I've accomplished, there's more I can do, there's more I can learn, there's more I can grow. That the person, no matter how much they've done in their lives, and it's important that we give ourselves a shkoyach for the things we have accomplished. But it's also important to recognize that as much as we've accomplished, There's so much more for us to do. There's so much more for us to be. There's so much more for us to grow. See, even if a person is a Kohen, he has to learn min ha'afar asher yiyeh bekarka mishkan yikach. Person has to learn the midah of humility, because it's the midah of humility that opens us up to learning from others, that opens us up to learning from ourselves, that opens us up to learning from life. But to take this still one step further, is perhaps the message of the afar, is that when you look at dirt, so by itself, it's meaningless, and by itself, it doesn't amount to all that much. But the amazing part is we know that dirt is the very ingredient necessary to build. That a person has to understand that they possess the incredible ability to become something bigger, to become something greater. You know, very often the midah of humility is misunderstood. People think humility means that I mean nothing. I'm a nothing. That's humility. That's not humility. That's a lack of self-esteem or a lack of proper self-worth. What humility means is that I recognize that I am not yet what I can be. I can be someone greater. I can be something greater. I can be someone and something so incredibly significant. That's humility. I'm not there yet, but I know that I can get there. And perhaps that's the message as well. Person is a coin. A person should look at himself as a coin. I'm accomplished, Baruch Hashem. There are things that I've done. There are things that I do very well. But I should also recognize, min ha'afar sheyiyeh bekarka mishkan yikach. I have to take the afar with me. What's the afar? The afar is the building blocks. And I should recognize that I could still build the bilvavi mishkan yivne. If I take my afar, if I take the dirt, I take the building blocks of myself, I can create something beautiful. I could create something magnificent. I could create something holy. That's min ha'afar asher yihye bekarko ha-mishkan. Each of us have the ability to build a beautiful mishkan, to build a beautiful edifice of spirituality. If only we take the afar, if only we ultimately take the dirt, if we take the building blocks of our potential and we organize them into something magnificent, into something beautiful, there is no telling what we can build. And as such, from this pasuk that seems to just be talking about the Isha Sota, we learn three magnificent and important life lessons. Lesson number one, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh teaches us that even if you're a Kohen, be open and ready to learn from the Afar. Even if you're accomplished, recognize that there's something to be learned from every individual, even from the Afar, even from the individuals who appear so lowly, so beneath, so close to the ground, so unaccomplished. Every person has something to teach us. Every person has some life lessons, some idea, or some ideal they can convey to us. Lesson number two, it is important for us to take with ourselves the midah of the afar, the attribute of the dirt, humility. It's important for us to realize that as accomplished as we may be, there's so much more we can do. But a person is only open to growth and open to change, open to evolving. If a person has the midah of afar for peace, and a person has the midah of humility. And lesson number three, to take the afar means to recognize that as accomplished as we may be, as much as we may be Kohanim, if we take our afar, we take the building blocks of our personality, there is no telling what we can build. The afar by itself looks so ordinary, looks so simple, but if you add a couple of other ingredients to it, you could have the bricks necessary to make a beautiful edifice. So too, we must realize that we each possess so much magnificent potential, so much magnificent afar, and if we mix that afar with the right life ingredients, there is no telling what we can build. Wishing everyone a beautiful, uplifting, and meaningful Shabbos.